بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. First we're making muzakara of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to lead a life, first of all, like a human being. And then you can progress to become a Muslim. Then you can progress to become a mu'min. And then we can progress to become a wali of Allah. Otherwise, without the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can dream of becoming the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So last week we learned, when a person leaving the house, the dua he should read, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And before leaving the house also, we should greet, make assalamu alaikum loudly and cheerfully. And when the person goes to the masjid, then you should proceed with dignity, not rushing. And this shows that a person should know his habit and should know that how much time it's going to take me to relieve myself, to make wuzu. So you don't do it last minute. You know, azan is going to be that time, before time you prepare and on time and with ease you can go to the masjid and not rushing. Sometimes it happens on rare occasion that you thought you'll finish, relieve yourself so much, but Allah Ta'ala made it, your stomach is just working. Then you got little late, then also walk briskly or drive little faster, but don't drive in such a way that you become a nuisance for anybody. And don't run into the masjid. Walk in a brisk pace. Today we learned the dua when entering the home. That is after you performed your namaz, etc. Now you go back to your house, which is also a great ni'mat of Allah. Then when returning home, upon entering, first greet those in the home with salam. And clearly and loudly, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in one narration it comes, one sahabi asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have financial problems, difficulties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you enter your house, make salam loudly, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recite durood upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read one time surah Ikhlas, kul huwallahu ahad. He started practicing. In a short while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, how is it? He said, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me so much, I'm helping others now. So we shouldn't do it actually for that. We should do it for the pleasure of Allah. So Allah will give you barakat in your house, in your life, in your health, wealth, everything. So what is the dua to read when we're entering the house? And this dua can be read even when we leave the home. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. These duas alone explain that it is only Allah Ta'ala that is ever existing, and Allah who has created us knows what's good for us. And Allah has presented this through the greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it can't be that we don't read these du'as. That, oh Allah, inni as'aluka, I ask for you, I'm begging for you, khayr al-mawlaji, that I have a good entrance into my house. Not when I enter in, then spite, argument starts, and this or something else, I can slip or whatever. So a good entrance. And khayr al-mawlaji, that is, I do my work, I have my rest, everything. When I need to leave, then a good leaving also, with ease and comfort. وَبِسْمِ walajna, وَبِسْمِ kharajna. And O Allah, only in your name do we leave, and only in your name do we enter, and only in your name do we leave the house. So this shows, we can't do anything on our own. And then a person will appreciate also, this is the ni'mat of Allah, it's not my house. Then we won't say it's mine. We'll be conscious, it's Allah's ni'mat, Allah gave me for temporary use. Although Allah Ta'ala temporarily allows us to say it's mine. But that consciousness will come, it's not mine. It's just an amanat, it's a trust, as we will learn in front. And I put my trust, tawakkalna, only upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person, even when you're entering your house, then put your trust in Allah. Don't think that I'm going to do this work, I'm going to do that. Nothing is in our ability. We can't lift up even one leaf. We can't lift up one feather without Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help. Further, we learn the ash'ar that are recited when we're making our zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The object is the zikr. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And then these ash'ar that our mashayikh, our pious elders used to read, this is to concentrate more and to get the real benefit of zikr, that why we making zikr. So these are du'as, that Allah, through the barakat of your zikr, of your name, let these realities come into my heart. Last week we learned, when we making the zikr of La ilaha illallah, and this shows, as you progress slowly to get the love of Allah, then these things come out spontaneously, what they said, automatically. It's not that these poems were made up special, the mashayikh, from their heart these poems came out. And this is, then you start talking to Allah, and then you realize, Ala jaleesu man zakarani, as Allah says, I am what that person who is remembering me. So if Allah is your companion, then you're going to ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this. This is what I want. Last week we learned, Ilahi atahu zarra darde dil, ke martai bedad bimar tera. That, oh Allah, grant me just that one drop of your true love, because I am dying in such a way that I don't have your love. And I got such a sickness that, I'm like people today in despondency, because we don't have connection with Allah. But when you get one drop of the connection of Allah, outwardly you can be very sick, but you'll be in a state of happiness. Otherwise today you're hardly sick, and people are taking all antidepressants, etc., and you'll be getting more sick. So the solution is not the medicine, the real medicine, that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then you'll realize that why I'm making zikr. Not the enjoyment, not people must see me, but now you'll talk to Allah and say, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse ho ya rab talabgar tera. That some people are asking for just a better car, somebody is asking for a job, somebody is asking, I must pass in my exams, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Somebody is asking all different things. What I want when I'm saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha, take out all the negative, then what I want? May tut say, O Ya Rab Talab Gaar Tera. That, oh Allah, I'm only desiring that I want you yourself from me. And make me yours and be combined. And we shouldn't think that we're me. But Allah Ta'ala is that kind being. Allah Ta'ala births for people who are not worth nothing. And so Allah Ta'ala, well, when you show our desire, and we should say it with that dua, and try and learn these words, or try and learn these ash'ar. Many small, young boys, they know the ash'ar. But it's not just to know it, it's to be concentrating and making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And further, with regard to our lessons, with regard to Anwarus Salah. And here, so beautifully, this kitab is entitled Anwar. That is many, many noors that you'll get when we correct our salah. And we know what salah is all about. And then a person will just enjoy going to the masjid and look forward. So with regard to that, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim. Yesterday we learned that salah is such a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gets an iota of the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you realize what this great gift is to me special, to each and every individual. Allah has given the special gift of salah, which in so beautifully it was explained, that salah is the combination of all the creations, one part of salah. All the creation are involved in just one action of salah. The trees, that are the trunks of the trees are standing there in qiyam. The buildings are in qiyam, etc. Then you see the four-legged animals, those things, they in ruku all the time. Then you see the mountains, the earth, they in the ku'ud position. Then you see the reptiles, etc., they in sajda all the time. So all the creation, then the malaika also, they engage in tasbih. There are some malaika that are making tilawat, some malaika making tasbih, some are making dua. All that put together, Allah has given it to us, all combined. In two rakats, Allah has presented it to us, and in such a way that Allah called His greatest beloved right till the arsh, and He gave a golden gift to us. And what? Why? Because we are sarkari chela. Allah has made us the special servants of the royal court. In other words, the special ministers. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of the earth. And that is what Allah ta'ala has made us. That Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah told the angels also that I am going to make on the earth my Khalifa, my vicegerent. And who Allah chooses? You choose as your representative who you know is responsible enough. He can do the work. He'll realize what a great honor. I don't deserve it in the least. But and most important, he realized this is a trust from Allah. That I got this position, it's a trust. It's not that, oh, I got this position, I'm happy. Hey, I got the post. I got this job. I got this. No, a person must be worried. Now I got this amanat Allah has given me, even if it's in our dunya matters. We'll find in the previous days, even in dunya, non-Muslims used to hire the Muslims because they knew our finances, these people are honest. They will control our finances properly. Today, unfortunately, Allahu Akbar. So much it was in the time, earlier days, when our parents, grandparents were not so learned. They were the ordinary, simple people, but they loved the ulama. They used to connect with the ulama. So that time it is mentioned, Hazrat says, that sometimes if there was a court case, and there was no witnesses, then there was a person from that same area who knew that person. And if they saw, at that time, it wasn't a zamana where nobody used to wear topi. Everybody used to be wearing their topi. Different times, that time they had what, like they call a chambu, that is that round topi they used to wear on their head. So if they see any elderly man like that walking past, and they said, you know this man? They said, yes. He said, come, give evidence what the God is saying. So much respect we had when we realized we are the Khalifas of Allah. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be a vicegerent, as we explained, Sibghat Allah, you have to color in Allah. And this is what color is going to bring. That to get to, first of all, as we're learning, without gaining the ma'rifat of Allah, without doing the cause in ma'rifat and zikr, then we won't understand what is amanat. We won't understand what is it to color in the color of Allah. But when you come in the company of your mashayikh, and as Hazrat explained, then automatically you'll want to wear a khanka topi. You'll want and you'll realize, me to be a sir, to be a slave of Allah and a khalifa, how can I just dress how I want to? Then you'll realize, Allahu Akbar, forget entering the masjid to wear a garment like how Allah wants me to wear. To wear the sunnah, the libas, nobody will have to tell you where it. And that is why Manabra Laksa Brahmatullah used to explain, when our children, we haven't put them on deen, and now they offline, they're wearing sunnah, and all this fancy clothing and fancy haircut, now and you're going to go home because you came khanka, you don't bring them. Now you tell them, hey, from tomorrow TV is closed in this house. They'll start fighting with you, they'll kick you out of the house. Bring them to the majlis. When they come to the masjid, don't worry how they dress also. They can come with their jeans and their mushroom and punky hairstyles. Mashayikh won't say anything. But bring them regularly. When we come regularly, Allahu Akbar. And that is what Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali said, Yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better as sad sala ta'ad beri. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Mufti Safi Sahib Ramadan, a great Mufti of his time, he asked his Sheikh, Mufti Hazrat Hakim al-Ummad Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, while he used to take his morning walk and read his paras, etc. So then he got the opportunity to say, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem. And here also we learn adab, how to ask. They don't just say that, Hazrat, I think the poet made a mistake. He says, I don't understand this poem. So immediately Hazrat Thanvi Ramayda, he said, Mufti Sahib, kya, you got the khayal that he exaggerated. Yes, Hazrat, I think he's exaggerating. 100 years of ikhlas ibadat, one moment in the company of the friend of Allah, Hazrat says he understated. It's supposed to be laksal, lakzamana, yakzamana ba sohbat awliya, better as laksal ta'ad beriya. It's better than 100,000 years of ibadat. Because like now you come, you are unmindful, and you'll see very soon that child of yours saying, Abba, buy me also that kind of topi. Abba, make for me that kurta also. So that moment that clicked his heart, now his whole life is changed. So whether you love 100,000 years, that 1 minute changed your life. And this will come, and when you get, and that is when that a brilliant of a drop of the love of Allah comes, now you'll see, you want to come, you realize, my life is an amanat. My time is an amanat. My friends who I'm meeting, that's an amanat also. See who you mix with, who you are, what you are listening to, what you are reading. All that now you'll become conscious of. Now you'll realize you thought I looked very smart, but how foolish I was looking. Now you realize smart is the man of Allah. Those that follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah gave us because we are the five servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a lot of more detail. We should try and use our mind. But time is short also. And we just have to read through the sabak also. So many points will come inshallah. But we should realize that what a great gift. Whole Quran, whole creation. So the ibadat Allah is giving us in two rakats. So it's not an, it's a very, very great gift. And when a person realizes this, not like a politician, he wants a position, and he doesn't realize it's a trust. Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. You want to become the leader of the nation, you must serve the nation. And like that, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, before the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't know their life was what. And they led a life that barbaric. But when they came in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they became rijal, they became men. That till today, anybody will say, if you want justice, bring Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu to the world. Bring Hazrat Umar radiallahu to the world. And then all those who followed in their footsteps. And today, if there's a man of Allah who will rule the world, then you'll see justice. And that is Allahu Akbar. Today, people want to say, no, jihad is not for today's time. Jihad is to bring peace. Jihad is not to just cause havoc in the world. So anyway, we should realize when a person realizes his position, then there's no question that I can miss my namaz. But when you don't realize that position, you just want that position for some honor, you just wanted it for some ulterior motive. Now I came, I got my khilafat, and I'm having some people are also following me. So now I don't have to go to Sheikh's majlis every time. I don't. The moment you slip, you'll lose your position. You'll forget what is your what you're supposed to be doing, and your color will start fading. You know, and we see today, Allah save us. People that are mashayikh, people that are learned ulama-i kiram, when you disconnect to the mashayikh, you disconnect to the ahlullah, then you get disconnected slowly, slowly from the right thought, then from deen, etc. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So that is what Hazrat says. When you realize this position, and you uphold this great gift of Allah, Allah has made you a jannati. And you'll get the taste of jannat in this world already. Like Hazrat explained, that every, if you are the Khalifa, then you are, they gave you a position in one country, or one company for example. But the headquarters is somewhere else. So you must keep contact with the headquarters all the time. Like many countries, they got the mayor, head office in a certain, different country. You working in this country. Then they tell you once a year or every 6 months you must come to the head office. So like this, Allah didn't say every 6 months. Allah said every day come to head office. So that you know what is your position. You the Khalifa of Allah. Kuntum khayra ummah. You the best of. And when Sahaba knew this, they couldn't. In the beginning, Allahu Akbar. When the zikr was not even haram still. When they knew that Salah is to becoming the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah passed the law. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْتُمْ السُّكَارَى. That don't come to Salah when you're intoxicated. Now they realize, although zikr was still not made haram, they realize the value of Salah is so great. How can I get the Salah? So that is what, when the value of deen comes, then a person tells you, don't do this, it's haram. Then you say, I didn't know. You'll make tawbah, etc. But when you don't teach our children the value of deen, and then tell them this is haram, you'll say everything is haram in Islam. So first teach the value of deen, and for that is why first the scores of marifah, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll get the taste of jannat. Like our markaz is Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. But as the markaz is the markaz, Allahu Akbar. Like it is said so beautifully that salt is the spice of the food. And like this also the tariqat, this coming to learn of the marifat of Allah is a nice, a beautiful meal has been prepared, but they didn't put spices in there. And like Hazrat says, that if you invite somebody now, and they see there's no spices in the food, it's not so tasty, everybody will make an excuse. Today I got stomach pain, or I had a heavy breakfast today. But just bring that salt and add, now you see that pots will be polished. There won't be nothing left. And some people got this misunderstanding that where we got time, here in the khanka, they're just going to put spices in you. We have to do alami. Or the khanka is like that special salad that come make your food more tasty. That is not for us. We are doing alami fikr. And we, if you don't have spice in you, how are you going to give the taste to people? So every department, whether you are ustad, whether you are in the work of tabligh or dawat, whether you are in social welfare, every, if you don't have the spice, and the spice of life is not there, there won't be anything in your effort of deen also. Then what can be said of your dunya? Your dunya will be worse. You won't be cared that way. As long as I get this deal, how it is. And today we see, sadly, we complaining of the corruption of the government. But if we see when the inside stories come, all Muslim names, that they are teaching these people how to be corrupted. So when we don't understand our position, then Hazrat says here, you'll be turning upside down and going to Jahannam. So like that, we have to keep our contact with the markaz, and our markaz, like Hazrat says, our Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to explain, what is the sign that you're on your road to Jannat? One is you're following Sunnat, and the moment you follow Sunnat, you'll get peace in your heart. The moment you got Allah's command, you'll feel peace in your heart. You can be sick or anything, you'll have peace. Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. So that is the sign you connected to your markaz. And that you'll get via your mashayikh. And if you don't, when you stop connecting, and you're worried of the connections of dunya, then you'll find immediately, slowly, you see I'm getting lazy, and you don't, then you do. Because, like Hazrat explained yesterday, you can be even an alim, and you're not making your zikr, you'll see our lack of love for our mashayikh, lack of love for the khanka, and then we say, no, I got this work, that work. In the meantime, your connection is getting less and less. And it shouldn't be that now you go upside down, and you're turning towards Jahannam. So that was one aspect, that Sama'a Namaz is the great gift Allah has given us, which is the combination of all the creation's ibadat. Then not only the creation of all, the combination of all the creation, further as it explains here, Allahu Akbar. اور جاننا چاہے کہ جو کوئی نماز پنج گانا نہ ادا کرتا ہے اس کو ثواب ایسا ملتا ہے جیسے زکاة اور حج اور روزہ اور جہاد کا اس کے اس طرح کے خرچ پانی اور کپڑے کا خدا کی بندگی کے واسطے کرے بجائے زکاة کے ہیں اور so Hazrat is further explaining another aspect to understand what a great gift this namaz is that understand fully well that the gift of namaz is that you in two rakats namaz, you're not just getting sawab for doing one pillar of deen. You are getting the combination of all the pillars of deen of two rakats namaz. That all the pillars you get, for example, he says here, that when you come into namaz, then you're getting the sawab of zakat, you're getting the sawab of hajj, you're getting the sawab of fasting, the sawab of jihad also, by just performing two rakat salah. In just such a way that when you're spending for namaz, you have to spend on water, you have to spend to buy your clothes, etc. And like Hazrat says, we should think, whatever we're using, Allah gave us some understanding. This is not like we come here to the khanka, all facilities, everything available, water of the masjid, everything. Don't just think it's there. Think, Allah gave me, I'm using this, I must spend on that. So you got how much you can afford, give that money towards the khanka, give that money to water and light. They tell Hazrat, I stayed here, where Hazrat will tell you who to give it. So all this, even like when we go in Jamaat, we use the masjid, we use, someone invites you, an alim, and you're going on safar, they invite you, they're hosting you, then don't just say, they'll tell you, no, don't worry. But you should be, namaz will teach you this etiquette that I must appreciate and I must learn to spend. And Hazrat said in the beginning when Darul Uloom started, there was no real tuition fees, etc. One person, very wealthy, even alim, he said, how can my child be learning for free? I can afford, so I must pay tuition fees. And he said, Hazrat said, let all those people who can afford, let them pay. We will pay big, big tuition fees for the schools, etc., which are teaching junk. And what, forget Allah Akbar. When you hear that the fees of Montessori today, you feel the father sorry, but he don't feel himself sorry. Whereas Allah Akbar, as Hazrat explained, just to read Bismillah, what a great gift. But madrasa fees too high. Not even 400-500 rand, too high, we can't afford it. So like this, namaz will bring this metal that I have to spend for my water. And we think, no, I made at home. And that's why we should make wuzu at home. When we come in the masjid, we open more water. And we don't realize somebody has to pay for that. And similarly at home, then we'll appreciate all the water and then the clothing. And like so like that, that is your zakat. And then, or kapra, the khudaki, bandagi ke waad, or...
پانی اور کپڑا کا خدا کی بندگی کے واسطے کرے. That I spend all this to become the slave of Allah. I can't go to a masjid anyhow. Then a person will think also, let me spend my money in the right way, not buy the wrong things. I'm buying a long kurta, and under I got a Bermuda on. And even worse, some people wearing shorter than Bermudas. And they're sitting like this, open leg, and whole sutter is open. And other people would, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time is going to come. Ka siyatun ariyat. You got clothes, but you naked. And not only men, not only women today, men. The stuff type clothing. So then a person realizes, I have to spend in the right way. And then you'll realize, I'm the vicegerent of Allah. How I must use the money of the country. How must use my money also properly. It's not mine, it's Allah's. Allah is going to ask you, I gave you this wealth, what you did. I gave you this knowledge, what you did. So that was zakat. Or bajaye zakat ke hai. Aur rukh hona taraf kaaba ki haj hai. And now you in namaz, you can't just stand in a haphazard direction. And Allah, system, Allahu Akbar. We're making namaz for Allah, but while we can't see Allah. But Allah says, face my house, where I'm sending my rahmat down. And when you face the house of Allah Ta'ala, the torrents of rahmat that are coming, that will come in front, the wisdom and the great benefit of facing Kaaba Sharif. But now when you're facing Kaaba Sharif in namaz, wherever you are in the world, it's like now you're on Hajj. When you go to Hajj, first thing, before you even start your Hajj, you make your Umrah, you face Kaaba Sharif, and you're making dua. Now in namaz, you're facing Kaaba Sharif, and you're making dua. Now how you'll be concentrating? So facing Kaaba Sharif is Hajj. Then you're making takbir-e-tahreema, not to just lift your hands, that is sunnah, but to say Allahu Akbar. When you say the first takbir, now why it's called takbir-e-tahreema? There's so many things that were permissible is haram now. So now you can't talk, you can't move, you can't look around this side, that side. So that is like when you put in ihram. Ihram, there are 8 things that were permissible and now it's not permissible. You can't touch your wife with lust, etc. You can't put itar, all those things. Even clothing. Now even in ihram you must think, what kind of clothing I wear? I can't wear stone clothing. So in namaz, think, how can I wear any type of clothing, etc. So that is now, you like in ihram. Or muh taraf qibla ke karna bajaye tawaf ke. And like when you're facing your face towards the Qibla, it is Allahu Akbar. Like you are in front of Allah Ta'ala, and then now it's like in Tawaf. To start Tawaf, you make the istilam of the Hajj Aswad, you face the Qibla directly. Then you go on the side, you walk, and then you're making Tawaf. Or karahona bajai wukuf, Allahu Akbar. And then to stand in namaz, when you're in your qiyam position, it's like you wukuf in Arafah, that you're standing and you're making dua all the time. And like Hazrat says, there are certain people that are bare wukuf. And Allahu Akbar, that's a different meaning. But like Hazrat says, many people say, Jamaat brothers, they bare wukuf. This doesn't mean the opposite meaning. This means, and that will be opposite if you don't make your islah. Then you'll be just bare wukuf. And like Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab said, when we don't make zikr and we don't have ta'aleem, then it's like we're just moving. Where we are bare wukuf means Hazrat is going for just taqaza. We must go for gush here, we must go for gush there, we must go to just taqaza, that taqaza. But you didn't fill your heart with the nur of Allah, what you going to deliver? And then it's just moving around. And because of this, we find unnecessary misunderstandings and all that. That no, I'm the Amir. He mustn't tell me what to do. When we don't do our Islah, then I am somebody. And this will take a lifetime to come out. And so this, so when a person is in standing, he is in wukuf of Arafah, or ruku or sujood, or rakate maning dorne mein, Allahu Akbar. Darmiyan Safa Marwa, now you're going into ruku, now you're getting up from ruku, now you're going into your sajda, it's like you're making sa'i, going between Safa and Marwa, you're just moving all the time, running between, but doesn't mean now you run here. Some people they run for sa'i, when there's only millennia of the rain, and that's not also you have to run, you have to walk briskly like a soldier, and then, so anyway, that is all part of you making Safa Marwa. So how lot of Hajj is in namaz? The full Hajj is in namaz. Or mawkuf karna khana peena bajaye roze ke. In namaz you can't eat, you can't drink. So you're keeping roza in namaz. So all this is in namaz. Isliye because som band karna nafs ka hai. Aur band karne se nafs ke ek saat bhi uski khwahishon se ek surat som ki ho jati. And what is som? to stay away from eating and drinking, and you have to control your nafs. So here Hazrat saying in namaz, even for one moment, our namaz is so short, two rakats is less than 2 minutes or so. So for that moment, you're controlling your nafs, you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not so, and it's more than the normal fasting also. That is, you're controlling your desires. Ek saath bhi uski khwahishon se ek surat som ki ho jate, balki banisbat roze ke ek taur se zyada band karna. In fact, this is more than roza. In roza, you staying away from your lust, you staying away from food and drink, but it doesn't mean you can't talk to your wife, you can't this thing. Here in namaz, even if your wife is in front, you can't talk to her in namaz. You can't look at her, you must keep your gazes down. So it's more greater than actual fasting also. So this namaz will give us the reality of all the ibadat, if we just learn the reality of what a great gift this is. But all this through the course first, then you'll see. Otherwise we won't understand this. So, is waste ke tahajjud and the tawajjuh, zahiri aur batini taraf ghair ke karna nahi chahe. And why is namaz greater than normal roza? Because you're not even allowed to put your attention to anything, whether it's outward attention, somebody is walking past, now you look at him. You're not allowed to look there. And like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't control your gaze in namaz, Allah will lift that, your heart away. That means you won't be conscious what you're looking at all over the show. And even internally, you must be conscious. Allah is in front of me. So you don't turn your attention anywhere. So you are in a more greater state than for that few minutes. You're getting sawab of a more higher roza. Just doesn't mean that you don't keep your roza. Every ibadat is on its place. But dear Hazrat is trying to show why namaz is stressed. And why namaz is 5 times a day and daily. So all these other ibadahs, when on the time it's come, you're looking anxiously to do that. When you become anxious for our namaz, and no. So just keep this in mind. I'm going 2 rakats, 4 rakats, the whole creation, they can't do this, and Allah gave me. And all the ibadahs, people are in Hajj, Umrah, I'm in namaz, I got all that. Otherwise you're right there at Rose Park, you're right there at Hajj, but you're not conscious of that, then we're losing out whole state. Like we, Allah is teaching us, you my wise Jaran, but you're not even concerned. Now a person becomes a counselor, he thinks he owns the whole town. You think you owning the country, etc. Do as you want. And worse, when Shaitan sees that you are unmindful, he makes you his chela. And today all the governments in the world, they are all the chelas of Shaitan. And who is their big boss? So Allah Ta'ala save us, we have to become the slaves of Allah. We are the chelas, we are the royal slaves of Allah Ta'ala, which is the highest position. Subhanallah zi asra bi abdi laylam min al-masjid haram. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed his height of abdiyat, Allah took him in the right till the arsh of Allah. And what he brought for us. And we see the friends of Allah are such, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, that the sheikh of great mashayikh, Sheikhul Arab wal-Ajam, he said, he used to make sajda one time, maut na aa jaye, ya Allah, jab raaz-e abdiyat se aa gaya, no. Said, oh Allah, let me not pass away till I don't have the secret how to be your slave. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes he's saying, raaz-e tawheed se aa gaya now. Said, till I don't get the secrets of your tawheed, your oneness. And then Allahu Akbar, one night, whole night is in front of Kaaba Sharif, in one sajda, what the poem that we read in our zikr of Allah, Allah one, a Persian poem, E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswamakun, Karbadam Man Sirre Man Pedamakun. He is the Sheikh of Mashayikh, and not for he is saying, Ya Allah, E Khuda, oh my Allah, E Banda Ra Ruswamakun. This ordinary slave of yours, don't disgrace him. You know my secrets in and out. People can say, Sheikhul Mashayikh of this or what. Allah, you know my secret. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me. So that's what namaz will bring into us. And that is when we keep our contact regularly. So Hazrat is explaining here that it's greater than namaz. And then how it is that the zakah, jihad also, dafa karna shaitan ka, aur mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka, unki sunnaton ke aukaat mein namaz ke waaste jihad hai. Allahu Akbar. Then in namaz, you have to get rid of shaitan for you. Shaitan won't want you to go to namaz. But when you do the cause, shaitan can tell you what, he won't able to distract you. And then not only that, you have to put your nafs to mujahada. It's fajr time, and now your alarm also went, azan. But you still, no, Allah called me. Allah, I'm the vice gerent of Allah. How can I still be sleeping? Before that you'll get up. So to go through this mashakkat, go through this exercise, and make some mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنُّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our part, and what is the real striving? اِخْتَارُ الْمَشَكَّةَ فِي اِبْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. From all the other explanations, the highest is that I make the effort to get the pleasure of Allah. And this is what, so in namaz, that jihad is there. You have to make that effort to go for namaz. And then if you have to walk, and then on its time, not namaz, we want to read it on our time. That now, Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained that some place they complain, the ulama also say that we can read now, it's not our time, for, not our week for jamaat. So our poor wives, they don't read namaz with jamaat. So just week we'll read namaz at home. Allahu Akbar. That is not the, that is if perchance you missed your namaz and you didn't get jamaat out of a valid shari reason, then you may make with them. But otherwise, every day we have to be. So to make that effort and to make your nafs realize, not let your nafs talk to you. Otherwise your nafs will give you lot of stories. And that is why we come here. And that is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has put a chapter of his and he has put here in the bab that just to go for Juma namaz, zihab ila al-Juma al-jihad. To go for Juma is jihad, Allahu Akbar. So we should realize namaz, but all this, to get all this ibadat and to get this, to realize this great honor, the most important thing, lekin namaz mein dil ki huduri, dil ki shart hai, that the, to be present in mind that I'm going for namaz. And then when you come in the masjid to be present, your mind must be conscious, I'm entering the house of Allah. Then automatically you will be following the sunnah. When you start your namaz for that second, you don't have to make long niyat in with your tongue, etc. You just conscious, Ya Allah, I'm your slave. Imanu wa ihtisaba. I'm your slave. I got iman, Ya Allah, that you have given me this command, this responsibility, because you have chosen me. I don't deserve this. And now you conscious, I've come here to fulfill your command. And a slave, he belongs to his master. He doesn't deserve any reward. Allah saying, ihtisaba, what sawab we going to give you? And here it's not actually as you grow in marifat, you won't want to do it for sawab, Allah razi ho. My Allah must be happy with me. So that is, that you have this consciousness of mind. And as it explained, when you realize, who am I? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah created me to gain this marifat. And what is marifat? To be the humble slave of Allah. That every moment what my Allah wants, I'm ready. And as the explanation of namaz also came, that even you finished, Allah gave you the opportunity to sit. That now Allah, what's your next command? Allahu Akbar. So like that we must have this reality what this namaz is all about. And like that also, when you get any position in dunya, you realize, I am given this responsibility. I must fulfill it. Whether whatever job you are doing, even an alim in a madrasa, he can be the principal. Now I won't think I'm the principal. I can just go and talk and he'll spend his time properly. Every minute you spend it properly. In your house also, you learn to talk properly. You learn to walk properly. And you'll be conscious that I can't just, Allah is present with me all the time. So like that, when you make your zikr and this consciousness come, it will be built more and more in namaz. Then out of namaz, now you realize, now I made my namaz, go home, go and see the needs of your family. That's also a ibadat. So all this reality will come into a person, and a person will be concerned that, Father Hazrat explains here, that, ke badoon uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai. If you don't have this presence of mind, you know namaz is such a great gift. It's the combination of all the ibadahs, combination of all the creations, ibadahs. But you come in namaz unmindful. And that is, you can read this kitab, but if you don't do the cause of marifat, you don't do the cause of zikr of Allah, you don't connect from, you can read this kitab 10 times. You come in a masjid, you still, your mind won't be there. You know from home I'm going for namaz. But you come, you'll meet, you'll be talking to a person right till you come in namaz. And then you'll just start. And you won't even know whether someone asks you, you read your takbir at tahreema. You'll think I lifted my hand, so you say, yeah. That is not your task, to read Allahu Akbar and your death consciousness, and now Allah, I'm surrendering. I throw both the worlds for you. I'm the biggest sinner and your useless slave. Like that. So if you're not having that consciousness, then your namaz will not be, it won't even have any value. Like Hazrat says, according to how much this consciousness, this presence of mind, and this is what is called tasawwuf, a kayfiyat ihsan, that consciousness, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. So everybody according to their level, and that's how much tawab of namaz will be written for us. Hazrat further explains that bedoon iske namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai, balke kabhi adi, kabhi tihai, ya chotai, ya panchwa hissa, ya chata, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa. Isi waaste ke har rukan namaz mein itna tair ke koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho, aur huzuri kai tarah par hai. So then some people, they getting, those who really got marifat, they'll be getting 100% sawab. People like myself, paan, zero. So people according to their, how much they building their concentration, how much you regular on your zikr, contact with your mashayikh, then some people are getting 50% of the namaz. Some people are getting 40%. Some people are getting Allahu Akbar, less 30, 20, and then 10 and 5. And like that, all the, so much you get in according to how much you have made effort on your marifat of Allah, on the zikr of Allah. Now you'll understand that coming for a majlis is not just coming for a majlis. It's coming for my Islam. Because like this, and coming to namaz is to wipe out all. You go to any, you're doing our daily work. You go to the bank, everything. All that dust is settling. And if you don't come and wipe out that dust, then it's going to cover your heart. And then as we say, Fawail, Allah Ta'ala says, now you tell a person this is not right, he can't understand. Kalla bal rana ala kulubin. So even Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, I went in Jamaat Mewat, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Hazrat says, narrates this, and I went with ulama, and in that time, where was India in that time? Very backward. And going in Jamaat, he says, after that, still I feel the effect of the people. When I come back, I have to go to the Khanqah of Raipur, I have to go to Saharanpur, or sometimes I make itikaf in my own masjid. We don't feel that. But we feel cold, we feel hot. So our iman, this is what we have to be worried about. Our iman is at such a level that I'm not even feeling the coolness of iman. I'm not feeling the heat. I'm not feeling I'm in such a place. I'm awkward. In the bazaar, you go for necessity. Read your fourth kalima. Control your gazes. Otherwise, we're just going casually. And how much of dust has settled in our heart. So that is why Hazrat says, one is to be conscious that I'm in namaz. And one is to make a namaz of consciousness, of concentration, that for every rak'ah, for every posture, just for a moment, like Hazrat explains, till all our bones of the body are at ease. Don't just, even if you're late, you have to say, Allahu Akbar for takbir tahrima. Stand for that few seconds, then you can go in ruku. And if the imam came up before that, you must get rakat. But stand for that few seconds, then say Allahu Akbar and go in ruku. So that few seconds, huzuri muyassar ho, that presence, you have to be conscious that now I'm in qiyam, it's faraz. If you just made Allahu Akbar and you never stand for that few seconds, you didn't make qiyam. So you must out of faraz of namaz. So you did, your namaz is not made. So like that, or huzuri, and then Hazrat explains how easy it is. Don't think it's difficult. This presence and conscious of mind in namaz are in different levels. And in many ways Allah is made. As we learn to get close to Allah, amount of the creation of Allah, amount of the breadth of the creation, like that namaz, as according to our level we progress, like children, as they learn from Nazira, then you see this boy is a hafiz already. He's an alim already. And he's teaching already. So like that, there are many ways to get this concentration. One is, ek ye ke mazmoon har rukan ka khiyal kare. And one is that what is you are reading, the topic that you are talking about in every posture, think about it. That now I'm saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Just think I'm saying, A'udhu Billah. I'm reading Bismillah. Just think of that in every posture. That is concentration. Even for a second. And, or aapke, aap, ko saamne apne Rab ke jaane. And think, now I'm standing in the court of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has allowed me, a useless slave, but Allah's special attention is upon me. Aur uski mutawajji hal apne ka samjhe. And think, Allah's focus is upon me. special focus. And that is why we see in Sajda, in Ruku, Allah's focus is upon the whole creation, every split moment. And Allah is Rabbul Alameen. But when you come in Ruku, Allah shows, my and yours is one-to-one attention. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb, my Allah. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you stand in Namaz and you're not conscious, Allah says, my Banda, I'm focusing to you. Is there something more beautiful than me? Where are you turning your attention? So this reality, when we have to do this cause, otherwise we'll see, we're not focused that Allah's attention is on me. And I'm standing in the court of Allah. And that is simple to understand. Ustad is in a class, now you'll see even a naughty child is trying to act good. The ustad just turned his back, he's still by the door, you see he's already jumping. So like that, when we're conscious, Allah is in front of us. And I'm anta ka'annaka, as if we're seeing Allah. And as the mashayikh, they progress and see. So be conscious that Allah's attention is to me. Or even more, to build this concentration further, or jaunti surat padhe mazmoon, usi surat ka khiyal kare. Then whatever you're reciting in namaz, we're reading namaz for so many years, we still don't know the meaning of Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. We don't know the meaning of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Just think, I'm reading namaz 10 years, 15 years. Or even if I'm in alim, I know the meaning. Am I thinking? I'm reading, I'm begging Allah Ta'ala. Now I start with your rahmat, with your assistance. And consciously, that Allah, move shaitan out of my way. So when a person starts, and this is easy, that if you got a friend in another country, or you're going to work in another country, you don't know the language, now before you're going, you say, you're going to somebody. Oh, I'm going to Kuwait, I'm going to Qatar, Mawlana Sahib, teach me some Arabic now. Here we're talking to Allah, the kings of kings, the one who's got all my whole life in control, the one who's got all whatever I need is only by Allah, and I don't know what I'm talking to Allah. So now, and it's very simple, just learn the kitab, Miftahul Quran. Have ta'leem in the house. Ta'leem, fadail of namaz. And then Allahu Akbar, the sunnah of Sirat kitab, sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ta'leem of Basi Zewar. And then of ta'leem of Miftahul Quran. It's a kitab where all the basic du'as and surat, and that is such pure Arabic. You learn how to talk Arabic. Everybody wants to talk Arabic. But you learn all the kitchen Arabic. Miftahul Quran will teach you the pure Arabic. And you can even learn it on your own. So have ta'leem of that. Every day you just learn, not even one page, one line. Alhamdulillah. It gives you each one in detail. What is the meaning? All praises to Allah. And when you read like that, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. How now you'll be thinking of Allah? And now you'll be more, and now the enjoyment, you can't explain. So, agar, and then, when you're reading like this, now that is now you just start learning the meaning basically, and then you start realizing, agar maqam itab ke, aur ghusse ka ho, khauf kare, aur pana chahe. And now you're reading about Jahannam, and now immediately in your heart, Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, you read about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. This is when we know the meaning. And even if we know the meaning as ulama, if we don't do the cause, we won't be conscious. We'll read beautiful qiraat also, but with no jazz. The qiraat doesn't pull the whole congregation. But when you read with the consciousness of Allah, then that imam that reads Surah Qaf, and then see how the whole jamaat will be this thing. Hazrat explains, few ulama of Diyarul Ulum Dioban, reading, making Taraweeh namaz, a great ulama, and just few of them. In one room they were making Taraweeh namaz, and the Mufti of Dioban at that time, he was reciting the Taraweeh Salah, reading it, and he came towards the end of part, Khatam, and he's reading the ayat, Yawma tubla sarair, Yawma tubla sarair, the day when the secrets of the heart is going to open. And he couldn't stop that ayat. He's reading, Yawma tubla sarair. All the great, great ulama behind, they started tearing. Tears coming down from their eyes. Then he's carrying on. They started shivering. And then he's carrying on. They fell down unconscious. They had to go make wuzu. They came back. He's still reading, Yawma tubla sarair. The day when Allah will open the secrets of the heart, then the big screen will be in front. The smallest was giving bayan. Hear what he was doing. So that consciousness, and then how your heart will shake, and the whole majma's heart will shake. and or maqam-e rahmat or inayat ka hai, and where there is the place of you hearing about Jannat, you hearing about Allah's rahmat, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Oh well, now you in your heart you say, Allah please engulf me also in your mercy, and usko khuda se talab, you'll beg Allah, you'll be begging Allah in your heart, give me this also, Ya Allah. Like Sahaba Rajnamni said, in namaz, we could feel the presence of Jannat. We could, where we going to reach, but at least think of the meaning. Just start learning, making an effort in that line. Or siwa uske, or bhi baate hai, ke de waaste khas ke hai. And then Hazrat explained, there are much more, you can go higher and higher, which is for the very, very special, that is the mashayikh, those people who don't stop making that effort of marifat of Allah. They just go higher and higher. Like Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh used to say, when I stand and start my namaz, I think I'm just in space. And I see how Allah is holding the whole earth. Allah has got it in, so to say, Allah is in control of it. And me, one speck also, Allah has allowed me there. And Allah's full attention. We can't understand it. But at least try and learn the meaning. At least be conscious. Now I'm in ruku. Now I'm in sajda. Now I'm doing this. So for beginners like us, think, I'm just standing, I'm in qiyam, it's farad, and all that. Then go further, start learning the meaning. And that is why all these other causes are important. Searching for fazail. Don't think, oh, Maulana Hazrat says that Hazrat is not here. He doesn't conduct the program, so I must only be there for that majlis. You won't get the benefit of Hazrat's majlis if you don't sit in all these programs. So that is why then Hazrat explained. So for the special people, and don't think we want to be special, but we have to walk up the ladder. And when we walk up the ladder, on your time, Allah Ta'ala will make you reach that place. So go up. And as you're going up, you're making an effort, you're getting extra sawab. And that is the kindness of Allah. A person comes from an environment, like many people living in such environments, no azan they hear, as their neighbors are music and all, and but they're coming for namaz. Their namaz, they're getting reward more than people like us. We are in our environment. We hear azan, it's easy for us to go for namaz. So our mujahada is not like their mujahada. So like that, in the beginning you're making effort, Allah Ta'ala gives you accordingly. Aur huzur baghair taaseer e dil ke muyassar nahi, aur taaseer e dil ke bidune danis maani alfaz ke hasil nahi. And Hazrat says, to get the presence of mind to be affected without the effect of the heart, that your heart is, as Hazrat explained, what Allah Ta'ala has given us, what power of the mind, what power of the heart. The heart is the king. If the heart is not affected, the heart doesn't know I came to get Allah in my heart, then where your mind will be leaning? And this cannot come in your heart. This effect won't come in your heart that I'm in the presence of Allah when you didn't do the basic course. What is farz? What is sunnah? What is wajib? What is mustahab? And then learning the meaning, etc. Accordingly, that's how much will come into you. Otherwise, if you don't do it, then Allah says slowly, تَقْشَئِرُّ مِنُّ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. The heart becomes فَوَيْلُّ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Heart becomes hard. Even you know deen, but you performing namaz, it's no effect. You go home, you fighting. Namaz supposed to make you more humble. But when the heart becomes hard, Allah says, we reveal Quran Sharif, the greatest zikr. Then make zikr, that will soften your skin. It will soften your heart. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality and realize that whatever is in namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us through His fear, mercy and kindness. And as Hazrat explains, to learn the meaning, etc., is not difficult. Usi waaste jo kuch namaz mein hai, maane uske Hindi zuban mein muhawara ke muafiq likhe. So whatever is in namaz, the kitabs have been translated. In whatever language, you get Miftahul Quran in English, you get it in Urdu. So let us try and learn and beg Allah Ta'ala for this reality to come into me, all of us.